Greetings, salutations, welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. It's episode number 5. The West Texas Catholic, the podcast is powered by Cap'n and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. We also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, which you can find on GRN and programs before they air at amarillodiocese.org under the West Texas Catholic header on the website. We've got a great guest coming in a little bit later, and we're going to get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news. But first, as we do every program, let's begin with prayer and a prayer for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted anytime, any place. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free. In Christ Jesus, we praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, or the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. We've gotten a lot of winter lately, haven't we? And we've gotten a little bit of snow here and there. We could use some rain now for that wheat crop and for a soil profile. So please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. When they do good, everyone does good in this part of the world. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused. Continue to pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And please pray for our 3 outstanding seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop for everything and anything that has to do with vocations in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated. Lots of fundraisers coming up. Keep up with them at amarillodiocese.org, in the pages of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Please support as many of those as possible. A couple of pieces of housekeeping before we continue onward. Number one, our diocesan website is amarillodiocese.org. You'll find so much news under the West Texas Catholic news header at the top of the page. Click that. You'll be taken to the Cap'n Podcasting Network, and there you will find all kinds of great little treasures that David Wilson has put there. For instance, the latest issue of the diocesan newspaper, the West Texas Catholic. Next to that, archived copies of the newspaper going back to August of 2009. Next to that, you will find the radio program, the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, which we try to put up Wednesday or Thursday before the Friday noon initial broadcast, so you can hear it earlier or hear it at your own leisure. Underneath that, the link to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. And under that, your place where you can sign up for Flocknote, all in one spot, amarillodiocese.org. You will keep up with everything that's going on. Also, if you haven't done it yet, please like us on Facebook. We're kind of like Sally Fields. We like to be liked. Amarillo Diocese is where you'll find us, and we always post a couple of times a week there, keeping you atop of what's going on in our diocese. The newest edition of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, dated Sunday, March 2nd. It was sent as a Flocknote on Monday morning. So if you are subscribed to Flocknote, you've got a copy waiting for you absolutely free of charge. If you're not a connoisseur of the digital means, well, limited editions of the newspaper in hard copy will be available on a first-come, first-served basis this weekend at all parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Now, if your parish does not have copies, please let us know, 806-414-1075. We'll get to the bottom of it and make sure that gets alleviated and taken care of. Now, do want to remind you the next issue will be dated Sunday, March the 16th. Your deadlines for advertising, Monday, March the 3rd at 5 o'clock. And your deadlines for putting stories, photos, etc. will be Thursday, March the 6th at noon. By the way, the March 2nd issue contains all the Ash Wednesday Mass schedules for nearly every parish here in the Diocese of Amarillo. So please look at that and keep up with what's going on there. Also, a reminder, the podcast can be found at stcapn.com, stcapn.com. And our email address, if you've got comments, suggestions, complaints, moans, groans, maybe you'd like to be an advertiser, or maybe you'd like to underwrite this program, and we would love to have you as part of that. That email address is stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. We were talking about our seminarians a moment ago. One other thing we need to do: please pray for the 8 men in the permanent diaconate class of 2025 for the Diocese of Amarillo, who, by the grace of God, will be ordained to the permanent diaconate for our diocese sometime before the end of 2025. Joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 5, and also the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, episode number 710, is the coordinator of faith formation for the Diocese of Amarillo and a school sister of Notre Dame, Sister Maria Elena Farrar, is our guest. Hard to believe it's, 10 years now since you arrived here in this diocese almost?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm not so sure right now.
Where does time go? You've just been having so much fun putting up with us.
Definitely. This is just the perfect ministry for me.
Well, we're so glad to have you here, and you've done such a fantastic job for us here in the diocese. And
thank
we appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us for your first time, and hopefully not the last time, on the West Texas Catholic
Podcast. There's always a first time.
That's right. Always a first time. A lot of things going on in your office, and I want to start with the Faith Formation Basic Course. Two already down, two to go in the month of March. Let's talk about the dates and locations, and we'll proceed from there.
Yes, during the springtime, we're using the course that we have named Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you recall, way back, Sister Jana Maria Bakke was the one that selected those courses, you know, and she did an amazing job. So I am very happy that that was in place when I came.
We have two opportunities left to take the prayer course in the month of March. Let's talk about those locations and maybe a little bit about the people that are going to be facilitating the courses.
Okay. In March the 8th, we have it here in Amarillo at St. Lawrence. And then March the 22nd, it is at St. Vincent de Paul in Pampa. But I always have amazing people
doing
the presentation.
You have great people that always put together this course. I know Deacon Brian and Cindy Lewis will be one of the presenters at St. Lawrence Church at 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo on the 8th.
Okay.
And I know that Father Victor Hugo Andrade, who is the new pastor at Immaculate Conception Church in Perryton and St. Peter's Church in Booker, will be facilitating the Spanish. I believe you're doing the English, if I'm not mistaken, that day on Saturday, March 22nd at St. Vincent de Paul Church, 810. Was 23rd Avenue in Pampa.
I am very pleased that you have memorized those
three
days.
Out of four is not bad. But
so it is excellent.
And the thing is, it's absolutely free of charge. And we know there's some people that need maybe just one course to get their certification in the Faith Formation Basic Course. We invite and encourage them to pick either the March 8th date at St. Lawrence Church in Amarillo or the St. Vincent de Paul date on March the 22nd and go to class and get their certification.
That is correct. And I am very pleased to let you all know that there are some catechists and some persons that are not catechists but who really like to take the courses that even come a second time. Because, you know, we have a speaker for 1 year, but a different speaker might be presenting in another year. The content is the same. However, the presentations have the unique style of the person who is teaching.
And to reiterate, you do not have to be a catechist to attend this course. It's absolutely free of charge. If you want to further your education, because we all should continue to further educate. Continuing education is always something that we should be doing as Catholics, and we do that all the way till the day we die. So here's an opportunity to continue your education on a great topic, prayer, types of prayer.
Types of prayer.
For the Faith Formation Basic Course. Again, Saturday, March 8th, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And Saturday, March 22nd, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. March 8th at St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring in Amarillo. And St. Vincent de Paul on March 22nd at 810 West 23rd Avenue. We have four things we want to talk about. One down, three to go. Rite of Election is coming up on Sunday, March the 9th, 2:30. St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. So for the people that maybe don't read the articles in the newspaper or the website, and shame on you for not doing that, let's hear from the coordinator's perspective about what Rite of Election means.
The Rite of Election, we have two aspects of it. One is a very important one, is the first time the catechumens, those who are preparing for baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, meet the bishop, perhaps for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are chosen or they are named. Their names is being spoken. It's written on a book. The book is kept year after year. And so they will become people that are ready to receive the sacraments at the Easter Vigil. And their names will be inscribed in the book of the elect. And also their names will be read to introduce them by name to the bishop.
And that's always fun to see, too, because bishop is always so jovial during the rite of election ceremony.
Definitely. And I am glad that we have a bishop that is so happy that we have new converts to the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the people that have never been baptized, and they will be receiving baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist at the celebration in their parish.
For the Easter Vigil.
At the Easter Vigil. That right. is correct. Well, we have the candidates, and the candidates are men and women who were baptized as children or were baptized as young people, but they have not yet received the sacraments of the Eucharist and the sacrament of confirmation, which we call the sacraments of initiation, baptism, confirmation, Eucharist.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be also presented to the bishop, and they will receive the Eucharist for the first time and will be confirmed at the Easter Vigil in their parish. And that is something very, very beautiful.
That's one of the most beautiful Masses of the entire liturgical year.
Exactly, yes.
And a reminder, if you are participating in the Rite of Election and call to continuing conversion, you need to be at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1:30 on Sunday, March 9th. So here's an idea. Go to St. Francis for the German sausage dinner, then come join us at St. Mary's Cathedral for Rite of Election. Again, it starts at 2:30. If you are participating in Rite of Election, you need to be at St. Mary's Cathedral no later than 1:30 for further instructions from our guest, Sister Maria Elena Farrar, here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, Episode 5, here in Cappin, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo.
One of the very good things is that this would be an opportunity to meet and to be with all the men and women and children that will be receiving the sacraments. And that is such an honor and such a joy to know that all the parishes in the diocese are celebrating that beautiful event.
It's always really interesting to watch all the DREs or the catechists raise the Book of the Elect with all the people that are standing around them behind the altar and to the sides at St. Mary's Cathedral. It's one of those things that you got to see, and you only see it once a year. Come join us for Rite of Election and Call to Continuing Conversion, Sunday, March 9th, 2:30, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Well, you kind of swerved into confirmation a little bit, so let's swerve into another direction. Adult confirmation. You have a retreat coming up in April, and we have the Adult Confirmation Mass on April the 26th. Both of those are Saturdays. Both will be taking place at St. Mary's Cathedral. And for those that are adults who have never been confirmed, they need to get moving on this because time is fleeting.
They should already be taking their classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the letters and the paperwork went to, this year we sent the paperwork to all the pastors so that everything would be there ahead of time. They could have the time to read it, study it, you know, and present it to the parishioners that this was going to take place. So it is very important that all the men and women who want to receive the sacrament of confirmation are aware of it and are taking their classes and then come to the retreat. The retreat is very important because it's a time to spend with the Lord, learning more about confirmation. And at the same time, we are lucky enough that Bishop Surek will say the Mass that morning, mm-hmm. that Saturday during the retreat. And so they will have, if they don't know Bishop Surek yet, they would have an opportunity of meeting him, which is something that was already set up before I came. And it is a beautiful thing to do so that they have that moment.
The retreat, again, is Saturday, April 5th. If you are planning to be confirmed in the Adult Confirmation Mass on Saturday, April 26th, this is mandatory attendance for you. Do the sponsors need to come with them for this retreat as well, Sister?
The candidate, you know, will be able to instruct the sponsor of what the sponsor needs to do. But if the sponsor wants to come, they are most welcome.
And you need to be at the retreat on Saturday, April 5th, because Sister Maria Elena is going to tell you everything it has to do with Adult Confirmation Mass on Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. The retreat's in both English and Spanish, and you need to be there, folks. So show up for that Adult Confirmation Retreat. Yes, Sister.
And they also have to bring their paperwork. The paper is a form that I send to the pastor that probably the catechetical leader helped them fill out or the person who interviewed them, and also their baptismal certificate. I need those two papers so that we can register them officially. Mm-hmm. And then because that paper is used to send to the place of baptism so that in their baptismal record, they will also have the confirmation record.
So let's get that taken care of, folks. Saturday, April 5th, Adult Confirmation Retreat in both English and Spanish at St. Mary's Cathedral, the Adult Confirmation Mass on Saturday, April 26th, that Mass at 10 a.m. at, again, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. One of the most beautiful Masses in addition to the Easter Vigil Mass is the Chrism Mass, which usually happens on Holy Tuesday during Holy Week, and again, that's going to be the case. We want to invite everyone to join us for Chrism Mass on Tuesday, April 15th, 7 p.m., again at St. Mary's Cathedral. Why is this Mass so special, Sister?
This Mass is amazing. One of the reasons is because the whole people of God from the diocese is invited. And then, most important, you know, the bishop will be celebrating the Mass and speaking with us. All the priests will be there, and many of the candidates and catechumens will also be present. Now, there is going to be the blessing of the oils. Mm-hmm. We have the blessing of the oil that is received at baptism, the blessing of the oil that is received at confirmation, and the blessing of the oil that is received when we receive the sacrament of the sick, which is so important.
And we celebrated that on a diocesan-wide basis just a few weeks ago on February 9th at St. Mary's Cathedral, and might be having another one of those celebration of the Sacrament of the Sick observations again real soon. Be looking for information in our usual places here in the Diocese of Amarillo. You hit it right on the head when you said this is for the entire diocese. And the longer I've been in this job, the more I run into people that are at Chrism Mass, and they say, well, I've never been to this Mass before. Mm-hmm. And they walk in with a little trepidation before they walk in, and afterwards they're like, I'm coming back next year. This was great. We want people that have never been to Chrism Mass to come join us. I hate to use the term pack the house or pack the room, but we need a full house for the Chrism Mass.
And you know, and it takes a beautiful name because it's the oil of chrism. And that oil is used at baptism, at confirmation, and for the blessing of the art. When a church is blessed, mm-hmm. you know, a new building is blessed and the altar is blessed with the chrism. Of all the oil, of the three oils, it is the one that is placed, they place a perfume into it. Mm-hmm. The whole celebration is so beautiful.
And also our priests get to renew their vows. That's their vows of renewal Mass, too.
Exactly.
So come on, folks. Let's celebrate our priest and let's celebrate the Diocese of Amarillo Tuesday, April 15th, 7 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral. We'll tell you more information about the live streaming of this Mass in case you can't come. Final word in the conversation is yours, sister.
The final word in the conversation is, please come to the Crescent Mass. Because it, for me, it is such a joy to see people that I only see once a year when they come to the Crescent Mass. You know, because I don't have an opportunity to go to all the places in the, in our diocese. But it's so good to see people once a year. Oh, yeah, you know, the joy, not only the joy of seeing all the priests together, seeing all the deacons there, but seeing people that I haven't seen for at least a year.
Let's start with Diocesan News. A Catholic Lenten four-week series on grief will be offered on four consecutive Sundays, beginning Sunday, March the 9th, concluding on Sunday, March 30th, 10:30 a.m. till 11:50 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. The deadline, though, to register for this series is Friday, March the 7th. Space is limited. This series is open to adults who have lost a loved one over the last 3 months or so. The group will be led by Davlin Dusterhaus and by Angela Keller, longtime members of St. Mary's Cathedral, and all materials will be provided. Each session will include prayer, a topic about grief, followed by discussion and sharing. Registration is required. Want to know more? Want to get signed up? Get in touch with Angela Keller, 806-420-4123. You may have seen this story on Flocknote, and it's worth sharing again, and we will probably share this all the way till the end of the year. The Diocese of Amarillo excited to announce that Bishop Patrick J. Zurich has added four additional Pilgrimage of Hope locations for this 2025 Jubilee Year of Hope. They are St. Lawrence Church, 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo, representing the Central Deanery, Immaculate Heart of Mary Church, 411 Ware Avenue in Groom, representing the East Deanery, Church of the Holy Spirit, 511 South Austin in Tulia, representing the South Deanery, and Saints Peter and Paul Church at 915 Maddox and Dumas, representing the North Deanery. These parishes are in addition to the Divine Mercy Chapel at St. Mary's Cathedral at 1200 South Washington. The Diocesan Office of Communication seeking information for fish fries and meals being served during the Lenten season. Now, if you're planning events, we need to get that information to us. WestTexasCatholic@gmail.com. WestTexasCatholic@gmail.com. A T at the end of West, a T at the beginning of Texas. A list of meals to be served on Friday, March 21st, Friday, March 28th, and Friday, April 4th will be published in the Sunday, March 16th issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Deadline to submit that information, by the way, is Thursday, March the 6th at noon. And speaking of that, let's go ahead and talk about some fish fries that are coming up. And we'll talk about the one big event that's taking place before Ash Wednesday on Tuesday, March the 4th. It's down at St. Anne's Church in Canyon, a Shrove Tuesday shrimp boil. Sponsored by Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church. It's in the parish hall at 605 38th Avenue. Donations will be accepted. Proceeds to benefit the numerous charities of Council 7840. Need to know more? Please call St. Anne's Church 806-655-3302. Then we have not one but four fish fries coming up on Friday, March 7th. Two of those will be taking place on March 14th as well. So we'll talk about those in the March 14th segment. But on March 7th in Dowhart. A fish fry is sponsored by Knights of Columbus Council 2776 at St. Anthony of Padua Church. That will be in the Parish Family Center, 411 Texas Boulevard in Dowhart. Serving time, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. It's a meal cost of donations. Even better. Additional details can be obtained by calling St. Anthony of Padua Church, 806-244-4128. We move to the other St. Anthony's Church in our diocese, and that's the one in Hereford. And Knights of Columbus Council 2778 at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford with a fish fry on Friday, March the 7th, in the St. Anthony School gym at 120 West Park Avenue. That meal starts at 6. Plates are $15 apiece. The meal is dine-in or drive-through between the school buildings. If you need to know more, call the parish office at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford, 806-364-6150 for all the details. On Friday, March 14th, we've got a couple of fish fries. One will be at St. Francis of Assisi Church, east of town, sponsored by Knights of Columbus Council 12560. 63. That's in the Parish Hall at St. Francis at 5005 Clinky Road. Again, 10 miles east of Amarillo, just north of Highway 60. That meal starts at 5:30. Adult plates, $15 each. Plates are $7 for Utes, 7 to 12 years of age. For more information, get in touch with Phil Houlihan, 806-220-9281. In Clarendon, a fish fry, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Also on Friday, March the 14th. This benefits the building fund at St. Mary's Church in Clarendon. It will be in the parish hall at 510 East Montgomery. Adult plates are $15 each and $7 for children 12 and under. Now, tickets are also going to be sold during this meal and another fish fry coming up in March for a 50-50 drawing. The tickets are $1 each for the 50-50 drawing, and that drawing will take place during the final Lenten fish fry on Friday, April 11th. If you need to know more, get in touch with Rodney Ehlert, 281-635-1189. And we mentioned two fish fries going on both Friday, March 7th and Friday, March 14th. And these two usually take place almost every Friday during the course of the Lenten season. We'll start in Dimmitt, the Holy Cross Men's Group and Immaculate Conception Church, with a fish fry in the Parish Hall at 1001 West Halsell in Dimmitt. The dinner from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., drive-in and takeout. Adult plates, $12 a piece. Children 5 and under are served for $6. A piece. Orders are accepted in advance. Find out more or place your order by calling the parish office at Immaculate Conception Church, 806-647-4219. In Hereford, a fish fry at San Jose Church in the Parish Hall at 725 Brevard. It's sponsored by Knights of Columbus Council 8938. Serving time 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. All plates are $12 each. Now, if you're one of those that, I can't do fish on Friday, I get that. But if you don't prefer fish, a grilled cheese sandwich dinner is an option at $5 per person for the San Jose fish fry. Need to know more? Get in touch with Edward Fuentes, 806-340-8657. We did want to talk about a couple of other things here on the youth side of things. Registration now open for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC 2025. It's for youth in grades 7 through 12, Friday, April 25th through Sunday, April the 27th. Now, the early bird registration deadline is passed. Sorry you didn't make that. Regular registration, $55 per person. And it must be postmarked by Monday, March the 31st. The fee includes two meals, no T-shirt or gifts, though. Now, for those who register at the door, completely understand, maybe you're waiting till the last minute. It's $65 per person, and it does include two meals. Registration can be done at the parish level, and any additional costs depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, if you're planning to take part in the annual Sunday DCYC takeover of Wonderland Park, it's $21 tickets per person. If you're planning to go to Wonderland Park, you're welcome to order for your family as well. Confirmed speakers for DCYC 2025 include Connor Flanagan, Sujez Thompson, Roxana Duran, and Anastasia Tan. Catholic musician Josh Blakesley will be providing music for the conference. Now, during the opening evening of DCYC 2025, there's going to be a danzando or dance-off, as well as competitions in Lego and Connect Four, and all proceeds from DCYC 2025 competition activities will go toward a bus fund for Covenant Teen. Covenant Teen's already raised over $26,000 for this bus fund. The first donation toward the fund came in 2014 from a family in Spearman. And Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman thinks after almost 11 years of raising funds, it's time to pay for a 15-passenger bus/van that will be used in parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. So let's help make this a reality and get this done, okay? Need to know more? Please call Oscar's office, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Also, the Diocesan Youth Office is offering a renewed youth retreat on Saturday, March 8th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. here in the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue in Amarillo. This is a retreat for students in grades 7 through 12, $45 per person. That includes your retreat material, two meals, and a T-shirt. But here's the kicker. The deadline to register is Monday, March the 3rd. Groups can register at amarillodiocese.org/renewed-retreat. or get in touch with Oscar Guzman. You know the number by now, 806-383-2243, extension 113. Volunteers are needed for the first Kobe Prison Retreat of 2025. That's coming up in Dalhart Thursday, March 6th through Saturday, March 8th, according to Deacon Daryl Dixon, a member of the Diocesan Prison Ministry Team. Team formation meetings for this retreat are offered Tuesday evening, 6:30 until 8:30, in the parlor at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter in Amarillo. These meetings continue Tuesday evenings through March the 4th. Deacon Dixon seeking the support of 30 men from the Knights of Columbus, the Acts Community, and the Curcio Movement to make the retreat at the Dalhart Unit of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice a reality. Need to know more? Get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon, 806-290-8842. By the way, the Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization. All donations are charitable donations for tax purposes. And by the way, you can mail those donations to Kobe, K-O-L-B-E, Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. That's Kobe Prison Ministries, P.O. Box 4125, Amarillo 79116. Let's talk to you married couples who have been married 50 years this first part of 2025. The West Texas Catholic is looking for you. We're seeking couples celebrating your 50th wedding anniversaries who were joined in marriage between January 1st, 1975 and March 31st, 1975. And we'd like to honor you in our next issue dated Sunday, March the 16th. Couples can send us a current photo or even your wedding photo, along with your names, the date of location of your wedding, and we'll honor you absolutely free of charge in that Sunday, March 16th issue. Please, no cell phone camera photos. They do not reproduce well in print. I don't want anybody looking ugly in the newspaper, well, except for me, maybe. By the way, you can mail your photos to us via email, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com. You could send them by the Pony Express Post Office. Sorry about that. P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117. If you're mailing the photos, please include a self-addressed stamped envelope so I can get those back to you after the issue date. And on a post-it note, please put your name, address, your phone number, and your email address. Please do not write directly on the back of the photo. It will come through the photo, and that makes it look not so good, okay? The deadline to submit photos and information, noon on Thursday, March the 6th. The 67th Annual German Sausage Dinner to benefit St. Francis of Assisi Church coming up Sunday, March 9th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the St. Francis Parish Hall. That's 10 miles east of Amarillo off Highway 60, 1 mile east of Tyson. The dinner price is $15 for adults, $8 for children ages 5 to 12. Children under 5 eat free. That according to dinner spokesperson Gerald Detton. The meal is dine-in and takeout, and there will be bulk prices for the dinner as well. Takeout plates are $15 each. Now, the cool thing they have here is a country store will be open with an assortment of homemade goods on sale. Get there early. I've seen this thing get liquidated in 10 minutes. Might be 5 minutes this year, but get there early. There will also be a drawing for a variety of prizes at 1:30. Tickets will be sold during the dinner for $1 each or 6 for $5. If you need to know more, call St. Francis of Assisi Church. A couple of other items before we call it a day on this program. Engaging my community with prayer and service. It's the theme of a Lenten mission on Sunday, March 9th, Monday, March 10th, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Lee and Jana Price will be the featured speakers. The couple's presentations are scheduled from 6:30 to 7:30 both evenings. The mission will be live streamed for those unable to attend in person on the St. Mary's Cathedral website, according to Father Anthony C. Nash, the rector at St. Mary's Cathedral. And by the way, during private prayer time each evening, Stephen ministers and deacons will be available for those who wish to or need to pray with someone. Need to know more about the March 9th and 10th Lenten mission at St. Mary's Cathedral? Call the Cathedral Parish Office during regular business hours, 806-376-7204. Friday, March the 14th, your deadline to register for the fourth of five online confirmation retreats that are being offered by the Diocesan Youth Office. This retreat will take place during Holy Week, Friday, April 18th through Sunday, April the 20th, and the final online confirmation retreat is in May. The deadline to register for that will be Thursday, April 24th. Need to know more? Oscar Guzman has all the answers, as he normally does. 806 383-2243, extension 118. The Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo hosting a day of reconciliation on Wednesday, March the 19th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. There will be 8 priests available throughout the course of the 9-hour period, and multilingual priests will be available as well. So please take advantage of receiving the Sacrament of Reconciliation during Lent as we prepare for Easter Sunday. St. Mary's Cathedral office for more details, 806-376-7204. The 68th Italian Meatballs and Spaghetti Dinner to benefit St. John the Evangelist Church in Borger, Sunday, March 23rd, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. in the school gym at 201 St. John's Road. Tickets for the dinner, $16 per person. Kids 7 and under eat free of dining in, according to parishioner Marilyn Archer. The meal is dine-in, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeouts available from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you need to know more, call Isella at St. John the Evangelist Church, 806-274-7064. We had Adrian Johnson in here to talk about this a couple of episodes ago, but another reminder, couples are in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married in the next 3 to 6 months. You need to attend the first engaged encounter of the year, Saturday, March 29th, Sunday, March 30th, Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring. Need to know more? Adrian Johnson available at 806-410-3839. Singers of all backgrounds from all parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to help lead the assembly and song at 3 diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral in the next several months, according to Dr. Greg Onofrio, who is Director of Music and Liturgy at St. Mary's Cathedral. That includes Rite of Election, Sunday, March 9th, Chrism Mass, Tuesday, April 15th, Adult Confirmation Mass, Saturday, April 26th. Need to know more? Dr. Greg's telephone number is St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204, extension 3003. Looking for something really cool to do? Well, volunteers are needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. The commitment does not require much time. According to Larry Gray, training is provided. Get in touch with Larry for all the details, 806-420-6408. And that puts a wrap on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode number 5. Have comments about what we're doing, suggestions on how we can make it better? Maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of CAPN. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address, stcapn@dioama.org, stcapn@dioama.org. We would love to hear from you, and we thank you for watching and supporting this Catholic Ministry of Communications in the Diocese of Amarillo. Have yourself a great day. Remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.